I'm having a breather in the living room. The kitchen is the sound of non-stop action. I've got the very crazy, unusual dishwasher, which sometimes cleans things, sometimes doesn't. It came with the house that we've just moved into, so it's not my fault. It's sat behind the wooden door, you know, one of those hidden things. So once it's off, you can't stop it or control it, and it just decides what it wants to do, whether it wants to do an eco or an all-nighter. Unfortunately for me and this little spinning box, the microwave is cooking some dinner because it's a bit late to be doing anything more serious. And I'm taking a breather because I've just been on the phone for 1 hour with, once again, British Telecom. Don't switch off. It's not a rant. It's actually a moment's reflection, because the guy whose name I won't mention, who is based in the UK, who just called me, was absolutely amazing. I won't mention him because he was probably way more honest than normal corporate types should be in the minds of their bosses. He told me some incredible stuff. Really fascinating, really interesting. If only all people that work for large corporations did this, acted like human beings, one human being talking to another. What was quite funny, in his complete honesty, he's very qualified as well. That's the dog having a stretch and possibly a yawn. He told me that, yeah, he's got to go through the system as well, so he knows how infuriating it could be. He can't just sort out his own broadband problem, so at the moment he's calling a call centre offshore. Incidentally, from pretty close to where he's originally from, and he said, yes, they're asking me if I have the filter plugged in the wall. I just have to bite my lip, you know, and carry on, which is just not only hilarious, but I just can't imagine being a really top-end customer service, technically savvy, technical engineer having to phone right down on the bottom rung of the ladder and then do what I've been trying to do, work your way up to somebody that actually knows what they're talking about. He'll probably end up just having to phone himself and then he can sort it out. Nevertheless, I don't know why I'm feeling confident. I guess it's nice to have got somebody. You know, it's weird. I would almost put up with shoddy internet. He says, I have to have a steady 2 meg to use BT Vision. Without a steady 2 meg, you can't watch it. And, you know, if that's the least he can do, great. I'm capable of getting 8 here. He even suggested that he route me from another box, which is 4 miles away, which is getting 24 meg in. He said, you know, by the time it filters down to where you are, you know that won't be getting that much, but it's an option. So, that sounds like dinner's ready. Spaghetti. I'll be drinking some port with it. I've got a, tonight's job is there's a bottle that needs finishing. Can you drink port with spaghetti? I can. So yeah, I'm absolutely blown away. And I'll, you know, if he is listening to this, I want to thank him very much. I don't want to get him into any trouble, so I won't tag this British Telecom. It'll just come to light later on when Google has deep tagged and searched for all the words that I've said in here, like, I'm not going to say all the keywords that get you in trouble. Tempted though, really tempted. And then they'll obviously find this after it's been auto-tagged. Unless Audioboo is now auto-tagging booze. This is scary thinking, but I'm sure they're not. Too many of the features to plug in first. So I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling really hungry. I'm going to sit down, enjoy my food, enjoy the glass, and leave you with some pointless bit of knowledge I've found today. I've been listening to a lot of science programs. What can I share with you? Oh, yes. If you have ever had a wart, how did it go away? When I was young and at school, I had a wart on the side of my thumb. And somebody told me you got to rub a potato on it and bury it in the garden. And I thought that was insane. Somebody else told me that you go to the doctors and they buy the wart off you. And I was like, what, for medical testing? What's going on here? Then somebody said, hit it really hard. And I was like, that is the most sensible thing. So I got a pair of pliers and I smacked the wart on my thumb really hard. It bruised my thumb and bruised the bone. But the wart went. This is after all the treatment you do with all the little bottle stuff that is meant to freeze and do other things. And when I look at my thumb nowadays, there is absolutely no trace of it ever existing, but it was about 20-odd years ago. Today I heard that warts and some part of warts are, to a certain extent, controlled by your mind. And that in Australia, in some places, you can still go to the doctors and the doctor gives you a silver coin and says, I am buying that wart off you and now it will go. And they don't know why and they don't know how, but the wart just goes. Yes, of course, you can use the liquid nitrogen option and physically remove it, hopefully not by yourself. But I kind of like the idea of that, the whole positive thinking. And with so many people poo-pooing alternative health remedies, to actually have found something that doctors are now going, yeah, this is amazing, just think it gone and it's gone. And I think that worked for me, because I don't think whacking your thumb with a pair of pliers is any medical procedure really at all, is it? Right, I'm hungry. You're probably bored. Speak to you later.